Secretary of State Colin Powell is in Hanoi for talks with Asian and European foreign ministers. It's Powell's first trip to Vietnam since 1968, when he served there as an Army major during the war. Reporter Michael Mathis is in Hanoi. Did Powell comment on his returning to Vietnam after so many years?
Well, he hasn't made an official statement about that, but he did appear quite emotional when he got off the plane. He did say very briefly to reporters that it was emotional for him to fly in and that he was pleased to be back. He's the most senior U.S. official to return to this country after fighting in the Vietnam War. So I think there's a lot more at play in his mind than just this ASEAN regional forum.
What's on his agenda in Hanoi?
Well, this morning he joined about 20 foreign ministers who are gathered for this ASEAN regional forum. That includes ministers from powerhouses like Japan and Russia, South Korea, China, and the EU, as well as Southeast Asian states. They're expected to discuss a wide range of international issues, particularly security. But delegates have also let it be known that certainly Asia's economic decline is going to be on the agenda. But that said, Colin Powell's most sensitive work may actually be later today when he meets with China's foreign minister, Tang Jiaxuan. That meeting follows on the heels of the news that one of the three U.S.-based Chinese scholars tried and convicted this month for spying, Li Xiaomin, was expelled by Beijing and was en route to the United States. In a brief statement, he said he was, quote, very pleased to hear that. He also said he was looking forward to discussing the matter further with his Chinese counterpart.
There was some talk of a meeting between Powell and North Korea's foreign minister. Is that going to happen?
That's right. There was talk about that. It was highly anticipated, but it's not going to happen. It took some wind out of the ARF sails when Pyongyang announced at the weekend that Minister Paek Nam-sun was too busy to attend this forum. The announcement pretty much dashed hopes for the resumption of a high-level dialogue between the U.S. and the Communist North on the divided Korean peninsula.
What about Powell's talks with the Vietnamese, his former enemy?
Right. Tonight he begins his bilaterals with Vietnamese officials, with Foreign Minister Nguyen Xi Nian. Certainly those will be of interest given Powell's military service here. Tomorrow he moves on to the Prime Minister and then Vietnam's Communist Party boss and its de facto ruler, Nguyen Duc Minh. When asked how Vietnam felt about Powell's return here, Minister Nian quite diplomatically said they were eager to receive him as an ARF member and Secretary of State and that they looked forward to working with him. When pressed about it, Nian added that progress between the two former foes has progressed pretty steadily. A bilateral trade pact is now before Congress. U.S. Ambassador Pete Peterson, a former POW in the prison nicknamed the Hanoi Hilton during the war, just wrapped up his four-year assignment in Hanoi. So they're happy about relations. Nian said, "We have moved forward."
Reporter Michael Mathis in Hanoi.